Good evening and welcome to the Coach's Show with Concordia University St. Paul head football coach, Shannon Curry. A weekly inside look at Golden Bears football. Now let's join your host for the Coach's Show, Wally Langfellow.
And this is the Coach's Show with Concordia St. Paul Golden Bears head coach, Shannon Currier. I'm Wally Langfellow. Well, Coach, I said this with tongue in cheek, but I mean it. You got a two-game winning streak. You finished off with a win the end of last year, and you open up with a win last Thursday over Upper Iowa, a convincing victory, 43-20 in a non-conference home game at Seafoam Stadium. Let's talk about the 43-20 win and what that means for your program to get off on the right foot.
You just can't start off the season better than that. You know, it was just a great effort all the way around, a team effort. I just thought our team was very focused. We had a great training camp. I think there was a chip on the shoulder of many of our players just on trying to show that they're a better football team than what we maybe have put out on the field the last couple of years. And to see us go, turnover free, that's huge for us. We had 11 explosive plays. We had two running backs eclipse 100 yards. The quarterback Connor completed 70% of his passes. Just an overall solid win. Special teams, I thought we won the game. And yet there's still a lot of improvements that we can make. And we're just looking forward to trying to raise the bar higher this week.
472 yards of total offense. You held Upper Iowa to under 300. I think they had 291. Your offense was clicking. What made it click?
I think our quarterback really managed the game well. Connor had a phenomenal game, completing balls, didn't take any sacks, managed the game well. We didn't have any delayed game penalties. It's the first time going back to the huddle, maybe since, a long time ago. And I thought we just ran out of the huddle efficiently. We were able to run the football well. And a solid effort up front, of course, getting a couple running backs to get the 100 yards each and then providing the opportunities for Connor to throw the football. I thought it was just a well-executed game plan. We didn't have a lot of assignment busts. And, we just got, like I said, we have a bar set at a certain spot, and it's just important for us to – to try to improve that, through our efforts throughout the week and try to continue to get a better understanding of the details of the things we're doing. And hopefully there's more of that to be coming forward.
Big game, as you briefly mentioned, for junior running back Jalen Richardson. He had 16 carries for 108 yards, also had a couple of catches. He was in on three touchdowns. Jalen Richardson, and we've seen some of what he can do in past years, but really on display last week.
Yeah, I believe he's one of the top backs, maybe in Division II, just very explosive. Is able to do all the aspects of playing running back and blocking to certainly running the football with great vision. He catches the ball well out of the backfield, and he's a guy that we have to get the ball to as many times as we can. And it was great to see him bust a couple runs and then also, get loose on a vertical route out of the backfield, and somebody that, we have to feature each week. We're excited about, him, taking steps forward from last year. He's faster. He's worked a lot more of the one cut steps on those safeties that maybe last year would pull him down a time or two. And we're just excited to see him, take some of those open runs into the end zone. This past week he had a couple from in the goal line area, but as we move forward, we're expecting him to create some big plays from a distance out of the end zone.
And the other back that had 100 yards, Daniel Hornacek, had 10 carries for 100 and a touchdown as well. Give us some insight on Daniel Hornacek's game.
Danny's very quick and athletic. He's a hardworking player, very intelligent, has a strong desire to be great. Practices really well, and it showed a lot last year as a true freshman. He was on some of our special teams and got a little bit of an opportunity, scored his first touchdown as a true freshman. But he's just patient, he's hard to tackle because he's just elusive. And I think he had two carries that were big carries in that last drive for us to kind of seal the deal, and ended the last one on a counter, and he just kind of was patient reading his blocks and and got himself in the end zone. And we're expecting him also to be a guy that can, you know, maybe take big carries and go to the distance. He's fast. He had a 93-yard scamper in the spring, you know, in practice, and demonstrated the abilities to be that home run running back. Also capable of catching the ball in the backfield, and also does a great job blocking. So, you know, he's another good 1-2 punch with Jalen, and we're excited about both of those guys, you know, hopefully leading the way running the football for us this year.
Did you get the kind of balance that you wanted between the passing game and the running game? Obviously, with those two guys up over 100 yards each, you certainly got it from the running game. Did the balance work out the way it hoped?
Yeah, I think it did. We didn't throw the ball down the field a lot. We had a lot of shorter throws, a lot of shallow routes. We didn't get we didn't attempt much down the field, but we were able to get the completions and the efficiency on third down. I think we're 6 for 12, you know, so we certainly left a few on the table, but I thought we threw the ball well. I mean, we want to complete at least 60% of our passes, and we had 70%. I think Connor had 2 touchdowns and 195 yards. So I thought it was solid, but I do want to see us throw the ball down the field more than we did and complete some balls that are longer. But for that game, you know, we were able to get what we needed to get the first downs.
Let's talk about the defense, allowing just 291 yards to Upper Iowa. What did you like about the defense? I also noticed another stat. You can comment on this. Concordia's defense holding Upper Iowa to just 1 for 12 on third down. That's huge, isn't it?
It really is. That's a big down. You know, we call those money downs, and we have, you know, things that we feel are really important in winning games. You know, one is explosive plays. You know, we have to win that phase every week. Research indicates that if you win the explosive plays element, you're going to win 86% of your games. We had 11. I think they had 5 or 6. You know, then the other thing is the turnovers. You know, we produced 2. We didn't have any. You know, that's another, you know, that percentage is maybe at 78%. And then the third thing is those money downs, you know, the downs that can keep a drive alive or from a defensive standpoint, you know, forcing the punt. And those third downs are essential. And we definitely won that phase. And, you know, getting the punt team out there is real important. And then the last thing we talk about, the fourth thing that is important, is we want to average, you know, at least 5.5 yards per trip into the red zone as an offense, and have 5.0, you know, giving up just 5.0 average of trips into the red zone on the defense. And I thought we, you know, with those four elements, we definitely won. And those are the key things to winning football games at any level. But I think the key was just, you know, real solid play. Cyrus McClure is just a top leader for us, just helping others play to a level that they're capable of playing at. And just seeing him out there lead the defense and hold people accountable and direct traffic and be the coach on the field. I thought it started with him. He was our defensive MVP for the week. Excited to see him have a really big season this year.
Well, speaking of Cyrus McClure, we're going to talk to him coming up next. We'll also talk to quarterback Connor Courts. That's coming up next here on The Coach's Show. You are listening to The Coach's Show with head coach Shannon Currier, back with the players after this timeout. Stay with us.
If you're ready to continue your story with an online degree, Concordia University St. Paul can help you get there. We have the flexible, affordable programs you need to take your next step. We're dedicated to creating successful professionals who can succeed in the workplace, so you can be sure you'll graduate with the tools for ongoing career success. Your to be continued starts at Concordia. Learn more about our programs today at mycspstory.com. That's mycspstory.com. Golden Bear fans, did you know that this Coach's Show, along with our CSP Bears podcast, is available to subscribe in iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio? The CSP Bears podcast is a new way to get people behind the scenes in Concordia Athletics, and is generally available on Thursday afternoons. And the Coach's Show will be available on the pod late Friday evening or early Saturday morning. Just search CSP Bears for our weekly podcast and Coach's Show.
You're listening to The Coach's Show with Golden Bears head football coach Shannon Currier.
And The Coach's Show continues with the Concordia St. Paul Golden Bears. And we're joined now by a couple of Coach Currier's players. First of all, we'll check in with Connor Courts. Connor, is junior quarterback, helped lead the Golden Bears to a win over Upper Iowa this past week. Connor, let's start with you. What did you see last Thursday night that encouraged you, because you guys came away with a big win over Upper Iowa?
Yeah, I mean, just offensive efficiency. We were efficient with our plays. You know, we met a lot of our goals that we set up at the beginning of the year with this, you know, for me, like completion percentage. I was happy to be, you know, over that 65% mark, because I like 70%. And it was just awesome to see our offensive line creating huge holes. I mean, we had 200-yard running backs, which, you know, hasn't happened in a long time. So, you know, it was awesome to see something like that. And I mean, it's obviously amazing when you can put up 43 points.
Also joining us is Cyrus McClure. He is a D-back from, let me know if I'm saying this right. Is it Carrollton, Georgia? Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's right.
All right. First of all, what inspires a guy from Carrollton, Georgia, to come play college football up in the Northwoods, up here in Minneapolis and St. Paul?
So they got me up here to visit, me and another teammate from Carrollton, Georgia. And they showed us around. We had a good time. We enjoyed ourselves. Really got to connect with the other players and the coaches. And then that was also my first offer, so I'm big on, you know what I'm saying, big on loyalty. And I liked it up here, so me and another teammate wanted to come up here play ball.
Okay. You played in all 11 games last year for Concordia at the safety position. You started 10 of those. What are you seeing this year so far in game one and through training camp out of the defense that you think is an improvement over 2022?
I was just saying, playing together, like as a whole, we're like more now on the same page. We all want to play fast, be disciplined, and be physical. So I said, just being together as playing as like as one defense, not just individually.
All right, back to you, Connor. Offensively, you mentioned you guys were able to run the ball. You had two guys over 100 yards. How much of that was predicated on that offensive line? Because you weren't sacked, and they were able to open up holes for your running back. Sounds to me like the O-line had a pretty good night.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, they dominated the line of scrimmage, and that's what you need to win football games. I mean, they were opening up holes that, you know, a lot of people could have ran through. And, you know, we got the backs that executed, you know, doing so. And then, like you said, in the pass protection, I mean, I wasn't really worried about a thing. I was relaxed back there, able to go through my reads, you know, take my time. They're giving me a lot of protection, which was amazing.
Fun to open up at home on a Thursday night. Do you like that? You've had a couple of opportunities to do that.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, and just getting to play under the lights, and, you know, it was also our welcome weekend since we start school a little later. So, you know, we had a huge and amazing environment.
Cyrus, what types of things have you seen in your game you think is better, that you've shown improvement here over even just last year? What types of things do you like about your game that you've shown improvement on?
So I definitely put on a little bit of weight over the summer, so I feel like I'm a little bit more confident coming up in the box and making tackles. And that's my main improvement that I made over the offseason. But yeah, just cleaning up my footwork and eye discipline mainly.
Scheme-wise, you guys doing anything differently on defense, or is it going to just change week by week? I mean, what's been the emphasis from the defensive coaches?
We always have a few changes based on what they run, but I don't think this week is going to be too much of a change. We're just going to run what we've been running. It's just come down who play faster and more physical.
Do you like playing like a center field type thing where you can pick passes off, or do you like being more aggressive and you know, blitzing occasionally, or what do you like as a defensive player and as a D-back?
I like when I'm able to do both. Like, I like better free range, but also like getting in the box and be physical at times. So
yeah,
I like doing both. Yes, sir.
All right, Connor, last one for you. I'm assuming that you've seen some film. If you look forward to this week's game, what do you know?
It's going to be a different beast. It's going to be a physical defense. We know we got to prepare almost in a different way, if that makes sense. And we know, you know, it's not going to come easy, especially going into their place for a home opener. And, you know, like our coaches bring up, Winona's kind of been a rivalry game. So we got to, you know, go in there with a whole different energy because the atmosphere is going to be crazy.
Same to you, Cyrus. What have you seen from the Winona offense that you've seen on film that you know that's going to be something you have to deal with this weekend?
Yeah, like Connor was saying, they're a physical team all around. They're pretty disciplined, and they will take their shots. So we're preparing for that.
Okay. Well, guys, appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend against Winona, and we'll, I'm sure, talk to you again somewhere down the road.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. It's Cyrus McClure and Connor Courts, quarterback and defensive back here for the Golden Bears. Back with more from head coach Shannon Currier after this timeout. Stay with us.
Make sure you download our new CSP Bears Game Day app in the App Store or Google Play Store. The free app helps you follow our football team and any of our other teams on campus. Simply search for CSP Bears, download the app, and select your favorite Golden Bears team to get notifications tailored to your settings. The app also allows you to get live stats and easy access to watch and listen to our games live right in the app. Search CSP Bears in the App Store today. If you're ready to continue your story with an online degree, Concordia University St. Paul can help you get there. We have the flexible, affordable programs you need to take your next step. We're dedicated to creating successful professionals who can succeed in the workplace, so you can be sure you'll graduate with the tools for ongoing career success. Your to be continued starts at Concordia. Learn more about our programs today at MyCSPStory.com. That's MyCSPStory.com.
Now back to the Coaches Show with Wally Langfellow and Golden Bears head football coach Shannon Currier.
Final segment of this week's Coaches Show with head coach Shannon Currier. All right, coach, up next, it is Winona. And this is a team that has had a lot of success in recent years. And although they did start out with a loss in a non-conference tilt last week, overall, what do you know about Winona? And then we'll go individually, both their offense and their defense.
Yeah, they're a well-coached team. Coach Berge does a good job there. He came from South Dakota State this last year. In his first year, they went to the playoffs. You know, people were telling me they were probably the best defense in the league last year. They're a real solid team, and they lost to a very good team in Saginaw Valley the first game. I'd say if there was a rival for Concordia in this league, it's Winona State. You know, years ago when Concordia entered Division II, Winona was the team at the top that we were trying to get ahead of, and it took a few years to finally beat them. And that rivalry had continued, you know, for a few years after that. And, you know, it's going to be a heck of a game. It's a great atmosphere at Winona. It's loud, and their stadium is, you know, real intimate. So a lot of fans are on top of you, and it's just a good environment. And we're excited about playing that environment and finding a way to win on the road.
All right, let's talk about Winona State and what you know about them. Let's start with their offense. What kind of offense do they run? Are they spread? Are they going to run the football? What is their what's their breakdown on passing versus running the football?
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty balanced attack. They're a spread offense, but they like every team, they want to run the football if they can. And they also have guys on the perimeter that are capable of winning one-on-one matchups, so they're really balanced. They have a transfer quarterback in this year that's their starter. He's from South Dakota. I think he's a Moundsview product. They have very good receiving core. Their offensive line is big. They always have a good back, a real solid tight end. Definitely a challenge to defend the personnel they have. But, yeah, they move things around, unique formations. You know, we have to make sure we're sound, and we have to play a better, you know, better man coverage than we did last week. And also just, you know, stop the run game and get pressure on the quarterback, and when we can force them to long down situations.
Were you able to get enough pressure last week from your defensive line on the quarterback, or is that something that definitely has to improve?
Yeah, we want to improve that. We had a couple sacks, but we definitely want to get more. You know, we want to be more, you know, more firm against the run than we were. We had a couple plays that just aren't up to our expectation. So this week will be more of a challenge. They're, you know, they have a good offensive line and a good back. But I think also that, you know, we want to make that improvement from game one to game two that can allow us to, you know, compete with the best teams in this league. And I'm excited about that opportunity this weekend.
All right. What do we know about them defensively? What's their, what are they, what is their base defense, and what kinds of things do you think you can take advantage of?
Well, they're a 4-3 defense. They have some of the best linebackers in the maybe in the country. Number 39, their Mike linebacker is preseason All American. You know, just a big, fast, athletic player. And then they have a kid from Osseo Hawthorne, who's kind of like their nickelback, outside back. They're very physical. Their defensive line is very solid. They like to move a lot of twists and games up front. You know, they play man coverage. They want to get their safeties involved in a run game, and that might give us some opportunities on bigger plays. So what we need to do is, you know, take advantage of the big play potential that we'll have at times when they give us those opportunities. We have to cash in. You know, they're not a team that you're going to get, you know, 3 yards a pop, 4 yards a pop, and move down the field, you know, on a 12, 15 play drive. You know, it's going to be a team where we can't lose, we can't have negative plays yet. When we get the opportunity for the big play, we have to make enough of those, you know, to score our points. So we're looking forward to trying to capitalize on, you know, one-on-one matchups and just, you know, situations that give us big play potential.
Your first road game of the season. Talk a little bit about how your week differs going into Saturday when you have a road game as opposed to a home game.
We, you know, playing on Thursday night, that first game is really beneficial because we get a little extra time for healing. We had an extra practice on Saturday. Players are off on Sunday. That's throughout the year. And then on Monday, we have an hour and a half practice. And then Tuesday, Wednesday are more challenging, intense, more volume practices. And then Thursday's an hour, you know, in helmets. That's much, you know, much more calm and laid back, more of a walkthrough. And then Friday, we kind of go through another run through, if you will, for about an hour. We do that at home, and then we leave Friday afternoon so we can be there for, you know, everything in the morning. The game's a 1 o'clock start on Saturday, so we'll have the abilities to, you know, just be more prepared in the morning, not have to be rushing, not have to get the players up really early. We'll have the breakfast at the hotel. The biggest difference is we're not in our rooms. You know, we're Friday's a travel day, and it just brings a little different element, maybe a little bit less comfortable for everybody. But in terms of the weekly schedule, you know, it's pretty much the same. We just have that Friday practice here earlier in the day than we would normally when we're playing home. And then after that, it's pretty much the same thing. And we try to do a walkthrough in the morning prior to the pregame meal on Saturday. And then we like to get to the stadium about 3 hours prior to the game and give guys an opportunity to prepare and get ready. And then, you know, obviously it's the trip home. It's the after the game piece that takes some time for, you know, for us to get all the video uploaded and start breaking down the next team. It's more of a grind on the back end than it is a front end, you know, of an away game.
Talk about the setting there in Winona. I've always liked that setting, the setup they have for their football stadium and what it's like to play in that stadium.
Yeah, it's just everything's really close to the field. The stadium, the bleachers are close to the field. They've done a nice job of adding different elements over the last few years. They've added more bleachers, a new press box. They added a huge scoreboard in one of the end zones that's very loud. You know, they got train tracks going, you know, just right next to the fence in the end zone. They get fans in both end zones, which creates a good environment. You know, we like to refer to it as a Cracker Jack box because it's really small. And, you know, walking to the stadium, you know, from where we dress, you know, going to their pregame parties, and it's, you know, sometimes you get some fans that want to, you know, talk about their displeasure for our team and things like that. So it just creates a really good environment, a college and game day environment that you'd envision growing up or watching TV. So, and they've been a really good team. So we're just excited about the opportunity to play a really good team in a really nice environment and have it loud. And we need to make some big plays early on so we can quiet the crowd some.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck against Winona. And we will check in with you again next week, hopefully talking about a 3-game winning streak.
Yes, sir. Let's get that done. And thanks for your time. Look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. He is head coach Shannon Currier head football coach of the Golden Bears of Concordia St. Paul. I'm Wally Langfellow. Be sure to join us again next week. For now, have a good night, everybody.
You've been listening to The Coach's Show with Concordia University St. Paul head football coach Shannon Currier. Be sure to tune in each week throughout the season as we review and preview Golden Bears football right here on Minnesota Score Radio. We'll see you next time.